He Said, She Said, Lecture 4, The Role of Opposition in Men's Relationships.
In this lecture, I want to go a little more deeply into the role of opposition in men's relationships. In other words, how do boys and men use opposition, aggression, fighting as a way of doing things that are not literally about opposition or fighting? I'm going to also give you an example from girls in order to show how very different the role of fighting in their lives can be. I'm going to start with some anecdotes that capture this. One was told to me by the mother of a little boy. She said that when she was a kid, she really liked to play with this toy called a barrel of monkeys. So she would take out the monkeys, and she would, they have little arms that hook onto each other. So she would hook the arms together and make a string of monkeys and bounce them around. So she was really unprepared when she got this toy for her little boy. He was 2-3 years old. What he did to play with them was very different. He took one bunch of monkeys in one hand, another bunch of monkeys in the other hand. He said, "These are the good ones. These are the mean ones." And he set them fighting each other. She told me about talking to a friend of hers who had a little girl and how different the manners of play that the kids preferred were. So when her friend's little girl wanted to play, she would say to her mother, "You be the baby and I'll be the mommy." When her little boy wanted to play with her, he would say, "You be the monster and chase me." I had a chance to observe this difference and the significance that it has in the social life of the kids in the following way. My husband and I were eating lunch at an outdoor table behind a fast food restaurant. It was summer and the weather was nice, and this was a restaurant that had a big open area next to the ocean where people were eating outside. So we were eating outside, and I was watching a lot of kids who were playing, and there was one little girl, she was maybe 4 or 5 years old, was very busily eating an ice cream cone. And there were some boys who seemed to all know each other, and they were running around and playing, and suddenly a little boy, maybe a year or two older than she, came bouncing over to her and kind of planted his hands on her hips, sort of grabbed her around the waist. She immediately began to cry. And she went over to her father crying, and her father soothed her, and she went back to eating her ice cream cone. Meanwhile, I kept watching the same little boy who continued bouncing around and seemed very exuberant, and he bounced over to a little boy who was maybe a couple years older than he, maybe now a boy of about 7, 8. And he did exactly the same thing, sort of grabbed the boy around the waist. The boy shoved him away. He shoved back. Pretty soon, they were rolling around, shoving each other, laughing, and then they were playing together. It seemed crystal clear to me that the little boy, when he went over to the little girl and grabbed her, was trying to engage her in play. So a play fight, a move that could be seen as an aggressive move, that was an aggressive move, was actually the first step in a kind of ritual, not a conversational ritual, but a play ritual, that would get them into interaction with each other, and then the play fight can be reframed as another kind of play. Because the boys understood these rituals in this way, they were able to use that as a way to meet new boys and get into play with each other. It didn't work with the girls, because the girls didn't take the aggressive move as a friendly one. They took it as an attack, which is why the little girl started crying. And when you read the research on boys and girls in school, you will see that the girls frequently will complain because the boys will attack them, disrupt their play, the boys play too rough. At the same time, the boys will find the girls, they cry for no reason, they complain when you were just trying to be nice. It's like this image of a little boy trying to show that he likes a little girl by pulling her braids. And she doesn't think it's fun. She starts to cry. She runs away. I want to give you a feel for the different ways that very young boys and girls can play out their conflicts.